Yes, when it comes to Mary Magdalene, I really feel very strongly about this. In fact, I feel quite angry about it, because Mary Magdalene, in the whole Christian tradition, is a much maligned woman. You know, she's presented almost consistently as the reformed prostitute. There's absolutely no basis whatever for that. I think what part of the problem is that she comes, she appears in Luke's Gospel. You have the famous chapter 7, the woman in the city who was a sinner, who most likely was a prostitute. And then you have, he moves on then to, he speaks about other women, totally disassociated, and among them being Mary of Magdala, from whom 7 demons had been cast out. Now, first of all, the woman in chapter 7 is anonymous, and Luke wants to keep her anonymous, to identify her, with Mary Magdalene, just because he goes on to speak about Mary and several other women. I mean, there's no basis for that identification. Also, the reference that from whom 7 demons had been cast out, that has been regarded as, of course, a certain amount of misogyny here, you know, attitude towards women. That's regarded as a demons of sexual morality. Again, that's totally and absolutely wrong. We know, for example, you have a story about the casting out, the curing of the Gerasene demoniac, a man who's violently ill, violently mad, violently insane, and so he's possessed with a legion of demons. Similarly, 7 demons means that in that setting and in that context and in that background, it means that Mary Magdalene was a woman who had been mentally ill, who was cured by Jesus. That's clearly what's involved there. And there's a big, big difference between a person being mentally ill and a person being a moral sinner. I'm not saying that a person who as a sinner couldn't become a saint, but to classify Mary Magdalene as a reformed prostitute is totally, absolutely without foundation.
What do you think the reasons behind that were?
First of all, the real fact is that Mary Magdalene is a very, very important person. She appears in all the Gospels, and she appears particularly towards the end. She's one of a group of women who witnessed the death and burial of Jesus, the women who, in fact, come to the tomb afterwards. In John's Gospel, the other women have disappeared, and he focuses on Mary Magdalene. And in John's Gospel, she is the first to encounter the risen Lord, and she's sent by the risen Lord to announce it to the others, to the other disciples, to the apostles. She becomes traditionally the apostle to the apostles. And we know that in early Christian tradition, Mary Magdalene was a very powerful woman. So I feel that there was a deliberate hatchet job done on Mary Magdalene. She was seen as a threat, as a woman who's a threat, and they have to do something about it. And I think what has happened is they very effectively, as it were, turned her into the traditional or proverbial prostitute with a heart of gold, and they had pretty well demolished her. So Mary Magdalene remains, really, Mary is the most important woman in the gospel tradition. So what has happened to her is positively sinful, you know. I mean, there's absolutely no basis in scripture whatever for the characterization of Mary Magdalene as a sinner. That's absolutely without foundation. What is important is that she becomes, as she was in the gospel tradition, perhaps the outstanding disciple of Jesus.
In the Da Vinci Code, there was a suggestion that Christ and Mary Magdalene were actually married. Do you think there's any basis behind that?
The Da Vinci Code is a fairly decent novel. But I mean, as any kind of a historical reconstruction, I can say bluntly, as a scripture scholar, is total rubbish. And that's part of the fantasy. You turn Mary Magdalene into a reformed prostitute, and then you can have all kinds of relationship between her and Jesus. The whole thing is based on a lie. I mean, she wasn't a reformed prostitute. Mary Magdalene was a disciple of Jesus. And this whole rubbish about Mary being married, or Jesus being married to Mary, is total fantasy. And, it's just nonsense, quite honestly.
Do you think Mary Magdalene was the only female disciple?
Glad you asked that question, because, you know, traditionally you talk about the disciples of Jesus. So it's assumed, you know, they were all men which is simply not so. It's quite explicit, you know, where at Berkeley at the end, there's a number of women mentioned, Mary Magdalene, three or four others, and their disciples said that they followed him. Now, in the Gospels, to follow Jesus is to be a disciple. I followed him from Galilee to Jerusalem. There were many other women. So the Gospel evidence is absolutely clear that Jesus' disciples were a group of men and women. So Mary Magdalene wasn't the only disciple. There were several women disciples of Jesus. And to realize then that the word disciple is an inclusive term. When we talk about disciples, we have to accept that there were men and women disciples. I mean, the tendency has been to think of disciple as male only. That's simply not so.